I'd say probably my favourite Welsh variety I got in the orchard is a variety called Frederick. It's an old Monmouthshire cider apple. The apples are very, very small, actually. Some of them are about a golf ball size, and they've got a very dark kind of skin on them. It's all mottled and cracked. Really, really interesting characterful-looking fruit, and the trees themselves are very wild. They kind of branches fork a lot. When you look into a Frederick tree, you can easily tell it because you just see hundreds of forks in the branches. It's quite a vigorous variety, and it does produce a good crop of these little apples that are an absolute pain to pick. The reason everyone does pick them is it's regarded as a vintage cider apple variety. And when we say vintage, what we actually mean is it can make good cider on its own. Most ciders blend it, and so you take a blend of like several varieties to get it, but some of the varieties are called vintage, and all that basically means is it's good enough on its own. So Frederick's one of those. It's called a full sharp, and what that means is it's a very acidic apple. It's got a very sharp, you know, appley taste to it. It also does have some tannins in there, which are the kind of drying, bitter characteristics you get. When you make single variety cider out of it, I mean, these days it's probably not to the commercial taste. It's a bit too sharp. So these days you generally do blend it in, but it's an interesting cider. It will ferment to produce a kind of sharp, fruity, rich product with nice, interesting flavours. I mean, historically as well, the variety's also been used for making crabapple jelly. So it has enough pectin in there to make the jelly. And so that's one of the other uses it's used for as well. I guess the other things to say about it is quite often the flesh is quite pink in it. So when you press it, you get a pink juice out of it. Sadly, that doesn't carry through to the cider. It oxidises out, but it's one of the things you look at and you get a nice pink juice from it. But it's a fun variety. It's a bit of an odd one to prune given its tree shape, but yeah, I really like it. I haven't done single variety this year because, as I said, it's a bit too sharp for the modern palate. I use it extensively in my May Day, my, I guess, festival sweet cider. And that cider, yeah, it's got about, say, 3 parts Frederick to 1 part bittersweet. You know, that's the kind of blend. So it is quite sharp and appley, and I serve it sweet as well. And it works like that, I'd say. At the moment, I'm making up my sunshine cider. And I'm bagging that up, then I'm pasteurising the bags and boxing them and labelling up all ready to go then. Cider is obviously a live, natural product when you ferment it in the big barrels, and it's full of all kinds of different wild yeasts and bacterias. And, you know, it's fine and stable as it is, but the modern taste of the consumer is basically they want it sweet. And so you have to sweeten it. You can either do it with a natural sugar like I use, or you could use, say, an artificial sweetener, which I don't believe in. So you need to do something, and hence you have to pasteurise it. So that's basically today's job. After I've pasteurised them in the boxes, in the old days, you know, you start draining the barrel, you get a big airspace on the top, and it'll be off within 5 days. And when I started running cider bars with camera and making cider, you know, over a decade ago, it's a cleaner, nicer product. You can guarantee when it goes to someone, I know it's going to be good. It's basically what modern industry demands. Well, I guess 2 favourite parts is, one, you're outside. You know, when you're working in the orchard, you're pruning, you're cutting, you're outside in the fresh air. And like I say, I love that. I've worked in office for about 15 years, sitting there, and I can't stand it. I love being outside. The best, you know, that's probably one of the best bits, is being outside and wandering around. And the other bit is when you're, like, somewhere at a show and you're selling it to the customer and they like it and they appreciate it, there's no better feeling to think, I've made this product and somebody's really happy with it. You know, that's wonderful. You know, you can't pay for that. That's brilliant.